The Marriage of Opposites by Alice Hoffman. Read by Tina Benko, Gloria Rubin, and Santino Fontana. With an afterword by Alice Hoffman.
I wrote to Aaron, and although I didn't expect the courtesy of a letter, a few weeks after my mother's death, one arrived. He sent his regrets regarding her passing in a single line. She was good to me when she didn't have to be. The remainder of his brief letter concerned Justine. I felt uncomfortable with the intimacy of his words. He missed her terribly, he wrote, and could not stomach his regret. In that way, my mother had ruined his life as well as mine. I stopped reading and brought the letter to Justine. I sat outside while she took his letter into her bedchamber. After a while, she came and joined me. I had glanced at enough of Aaron's missive to know he had written that their daughter was well cared for, as beautiful a child as she was intelligent, as if that message would lift Justine's despair. Perhaps I acted wrongly, he had written, but I acted out of love, so that she might have a better life. By now it was spring. It was the time when Justine and I used to wait for the turtles to come to shore, but she had no interest. She didn't care what happened on our island. She looked toward France, where her heart and soul resided. When we met in the late afternoons, leaving the children in Rosalie's care, we often walked along the wharf. We watched the harbor, eyeing the ships as they came in, then we made our way home separately. We spent our 30th birthdays together. We were 9 months apart, but we took a day in the middle and used it for both of us. We cooked ourselves dinner at Justine's house, a child's meal of fongi pudding and coconut cake, although we also drank plenty of rum in the hope that it would make the next year easier. We did not say aloud what we wished for, though we wished for the very same thing, to board one of those sailing ships and cross the ocean. Late in the evening, after we had had too much rum, Justine wept for her daughter. I stayed with her until she fell asleep. I hadn't realized how lonely it was in her house at night, like a ship lost at sea. When it was past midnight, I walked back to town, up the hill, to the store. There was a certain freedom in being a widow. No one asked where I went or with whom I spent my time. Without my mother to keep an eye on me, I could do as I pleased. I wasn't afraid to be alone on the road. There were bats in every tree, but I waved my hands and drove them away as if I were a spirit. I had been young only a moment ago. I imagined that in the blink of an eye, I would be old, and my life would be over before I could make it my own. Perhaps my story would not end as I had planned. Or perhaps it would change into something I had never expected, so that years from now, looking back, I would realize just how little I'd known as a young woman, precisely as Madame Halévy had said.